Hey, what's up, everybody? My condolences to you for downloading this and listening to this, especially if you're watching the movie at the same time.
You're a brave soul.
Welcome to the first Screen Geeks DVD commentary. This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
And we're taking on the Bill Cosby atrocity that is Leonard Part 6.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to hurt. Okay, so let's do a quick rundown. I've seen this it's been about 10 years since I've seen it. Barry?
I think this is the fifth time in my life I've seen it.
And Josh?
I've never seen it, and probably going to close my eyes through this.
Yeah, yeah. I essentially told Josh to expect to be laying in the fetal positions, asking, why, God, why am I watching this?
After the first few minutes.
If you hear any sucking noises, that's coming from me.
I don't know how to take that, so we're going to leave
sucking
that
on my thumb. Like,
right.
Crying.
Oh, okay.
I gotcha.
Not sucking like anything sexual.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. It was there. Wow, this is
what's
just
this movie rated? Because we're probably going to give it an R rating.
It's PG, but we'll talk about that, because there's some instances where it should have been something else.
Exactly. So right now, we've started the DVD, but we're back at the beginning and paused it. So if you want to do the same, we're actually going to hit the play button in about 5 seconds. We'll do a 3-2-1 countdown, and then we'll start it up and start up our commentary, and we'll see how this goes.
All right.
So here we go. And 3, 2, 1, start.
And there's the Columbia Pictures lady.
And what was the first thing that Josh...
You'll
is
notice
the Ghostbusters theme?
You'll notice right away. This is Elmer Bernstein recycling his score to Ghostbusters. They didn't even come up with a new score for this movie. It's just you know, some... He's basically just recycling.
Now, did he like do enough to change it so that he couldn't sue himself?
We'll see. There's little things. And here's another thing about this movie.
The
like
pink bunny
this
rabbit.
Is, this is Bill Cosby at the height of his powers, the biggest television star in America. He had a Coke deal, Coca-Cola
cocaine?
Deal.
Oh. Coca-Cola.
And Jell-O.
The Jell-O pudding pops. Cosby Show was the number one show in America. Look how crappy these opening titles
in
are.
Leonard Part 6.
I mean, awful. Terrible animation. Looks like a little kid drew this. This is terrible.
Wait, the frog just ate the six, or it looked like it said Leonard's part.
Gloria Foster.
Of the late Gloria Foster.
Who's the Oracle, right?
The Oracle in the first two Matrix films.
That's right. Sensing the theme with
and Joe Don
Mitchell as Snyder Burn. Definitely not one of his better performances. Now, you'll notice Cosby's name is all over this movie. The executive producer, he helped write it, he's the star. He went on many talk shows and disowned this movie. He told people on David Letterman not to see this movie.
Really? So it's like kind of like Bruce Campbell with Man in the Screaming Brain?
Kind of, but we'll talk about that because it's kind of questionable exactly how much Cosby's to blame.
There's choreography in this movie?
Oh boy, is there choreography.
Okay, it's been far too long since
Richard Anlin did the special effects for Ghostbusters and Fright Night. Great special effects artist. This is not one of his best special effects films.
Is it having Tourette's or
it's a turtle with Tourette's? Wow, or just never mind.
Jan de Bont, director of Speed 1 and 2, Twister.
Wow.
He also did the cinematography for.
This has got such a pedigree. It's surprising just how bad this movie is.
Yep, it should have worked.
And the stories by Bill Cosby, the man who brought us Buck Buck. And come on,
his name is all over this movie.
I hate Porten.
Yeah. The director of Paul Weiland actually had a big comeback this year. He directed Maid of Honor, his first major film in almost 20 years.
Is that really? Oh, I forgot. Yeah. The car with the...
See how bored he looks even in the opening scene of his own movie.
It's a car with a... Oh, it's running. Oh, that's right. The ballet dancing.
Oh, is that him?
Yes, that's... It's him. Well, you know, theoretically him.
That's his stunt double.
I'm having flashbacks of
the Oscar. What?
Again.
So they're doing everything all up front.
It's an opening montage. Yeah, it's supposed to. Well, you'll see.
What?
It's supposed to incorporate like
the flying ostrich.
It's supposed to incorporate his previous adventures, but really, it's just scenes from the movie we're about to see. And this is Tom Courtney, Academy Award nominated actor for his work in The Dresser. Why is he in this film playing the obligatory butler role?
Oh,
and again, you could hear the Ghostbusters music in the background.
Where's Venkman?
I thought this was just a voiceover in my recollections. I didn't remember that was him actually talking.
No, he actually talks to the camera, a la Ferris Bueller.
And the Golden Gate Bridge. It looks fake.
Everything
the funny thing is that this is called
fake.
Leonard Part 6. They make a joke about the first five adventures not being done yet. Would you get the feeling that had this done well, they would have gone back to do parts 1 through 5?
Right.
Then reality kicked in.
Right. I remember Muppet Magazine. Did you ever read that when you were a kid? They had Muppet Magazine. They had a preview of this movie. And I remember the article said, it's called Leonard Part 6, Parts 1 through 5 have never been made. And if you think that's funny, wait till you see the movie.
And that really does kind of sum it up, you know? Well, for your average kid who
oh, here we go. This is going to see some partial nudity in this scene here, even though this is a PG film.
Okay.
Is that Bill
Pullman? I hope it's not him.
No, it's not Bill Pullman. there's Gloria Foster.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks strong.
You know, they need to remake this with, what's her name? Oh, who did the spoof of the Oracle?
Oh, who was Latifah, right?
No, it was Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, you're right.
I could see Wanda Sykes doing good as the
evil chicken. See, partial nudity, PG kids movie.
What? You just saw it like curve of boob.
Well. Rewind.
Well, hey, that's pretty exciting for a PG movie that came out in 87.
I suppose. But there's more, like, quote-unquote
no,
nudity.
No, that was a major plot point. The word is quellish, and that makes the animals go bad.
That's right.
And, so this, and the fish starts barking. This is one of my favorite jokes coming up right here.
Okay. The barking
train
fish?
Killer barking fish.
Oh yeah, stops at the Playboy.
He stops to read the Playboy.
Yeah. Which okay.
An obvious tribute to Jaws or Piranha, depending on how you look at it.
Wow, this is gonna be.
Thank you, Richard Edlund, for your dazzling effects here.
Wow. Oh, and all that's left is his trunks and his
watch.
And then
and
it burps.
The fish just farted.
Oh, it was a burp. It was a burp.
Well, hey, Josh, you're doing pretty good. I thought you'd been gone by now.
Oh, you guys, I want to leave.
Here we go. Here we go. Joe Don Baker.
Mitchell. Sorry.
Now, the same year Joe Don Baker appeared in this, he appeared in the James Bond film, The Living Daylights.
Ooh.
Kind of strange, yeah. I don't know who his agent is.
Is that getting Gremlins?
Joe Don Baker?
No, was that the mom? I was just talking. Him. Who's he?
Who the main guy? Him?
Him.
That's Joe Don Baker.
He was in Cape Fear and...
Okay, he looks Mitchell. Familiar.
You need to see the Mitchell episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Okay. I haven't
seen Cape Fear. Isn't that bad? I haven't seen Cape Fear. Why aren't we watching that? Why who chose this? Like, why aren't we doing a commentary of like a good movie?
I think I mentioned it, and Barry was like, "Yeah, let's do
that
movie."
That's a great idea. Well, I love that nobody has ever done a commentary for this film,
and with good reason, I might add.
Well, nobody wants to own up to it. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
How long has he been sitting there?
Probably about 5 minutes.
18 glasses of wine and 42 cigarettes.
Is that what's left of the barking fish?
Probably. Yeah.
And there is Leonard.
He's making pudding! Is that pudding? Is that tapioca
it looks
pudding?
Like pudding! It totally does! Oh.
Can we change this to audio drinking commentary game?
Take a shot whenever
something
funny happens.
Take a shot every time you see
happens?
Bill Cosby.
Oh.
No, you do if something, you take a shot every time something funny happens if you want to end up sober.
We're about to embark on the movie's first big action sequence, even though it's such a bizarre concept for an action sequence.
Okay.
And somebody just stuck their hand in a turkey's ass.
Thanksgiving. Sorry. Oh. Oh, this is so stupid.
Did anyone ask that, like, when they were making the movie? What's this movie going to do for my career?
Here we go, a little tribute to The Godfather Part 2 right here.
What?
And so, yeah.
So in real life, you know, the cooks would be running for their lives, but here, like, the gunfire is helping the meal.
Wow. And he pulls out... does he keep pulling out weapons?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, maybe at the screenplay level, this joke might work, but it...
The execution just didn't.
It's really bad.
So it puts the... Wow, so everything's helping.
Right.
Oh.
Isn't that corny?
Wow, look, now we got over-easy eggs. putting the oregano on the spit.
Oh, this is like an action scene from a Martha Stewart movie.
I was going to say
Women in Chains.
Really?
Mamma mia.
What's a reality? Yeah.
And why this guy has to have his tongue out as he's shooting, I don't know.
And it's going to shoot him, isn't it?
Proof that Oliver Stone is right. The magic bullet theory is full of crap.
Oh, and then the fish all eat him. Right? Oh, no.
Hey, it's like Clive Owen.
That's where shoot him up. That's actually right. A tribute to Leonard Part 6 when Clive Owen ate the carrot. Yeah.
Well, I think it was supposed to be a Bugs Bunny tribute, but which would explain the cartoonish tone, but it still doesn't excuse it. And here we go. Bill Cosby, Joe Don Baker at last together.
Because then the movie would be over, and we'd be in a much better shape.
Immersively over.
Yes. Oh.
Wait, what's everyone tripping over?
The body.
Oh, he's dragging it with him?
For some reason, he took the body with him.
Yeah, you know, this is really obviously Bill Cosby trying to do a Zucker Brothers movie.
Yes, exactly.
Failing miserably, but still trying.
And a lot of the comedy of Bill Cosby's like famous records, you could feel like traces of them in the movie, like trying to get out there, but they just don't work.
Well, it's kind of hard to get the chicken heart into a really stupid James Bond, whatever the heck this is, ripoff.
I'm recalling the scene in Ace Ventura 2 when they're looking at the slides and Ace is like, woo, like mentioning that guy's nipples. So it's funny.
So you've escaped reality right now.
Yeah.
International tuna.
And she's strung out.
She looks like
a cracked out Diana Ross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
If it wasn't funny the first time.
Do it three more times.
Well, you know, it worked for the rake gag with Sideshow Bob and the Simpsons.
Right.
If they'd done it like five more waterfalls, it would have worked in Indiana Jones 4. But this just isn't going to work at all. Okay.
This creepy lady, by the way, is Grace Zabriskie. She was in Inland Empire. She's the creepy lady at the beginning of that movie.
Well, from what I've seen, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, she's got a really disturbing scene at the beginning of that film. And she's been in a lot of David Lynch films. She has such a unique look, she doesn't really get cast as the romantic lead. Cosby, on the other hand, this is one of many screen boo-boos this guy has made. This is, as we mentioned before, 3 years before Ghost Dad.
Yeah.
Almost about 5-7 years before Meteor Man.
But that wasn't Cosby.
He was in it.
Was he?
He's in Meteor Man. He's in Meteor Man. He's also in the movie Jack, the Robin Williams film.
He is?
Yeah. He plays Jack's tutor. There's a scene where they're in the clubhouse and the tree, and the clubhouse falls out of the tree. It's like the comedy slapstick highlight of the film.
This from the man who made an album called To My Brother Russell, Whom I Slept With. What happened to Bill Cosby?
That's the thing. Cosby is a comedy giant. I don't know what happened with his movies. And I know he did this when he had some time off from The Cosby Show. It's hard to say what went wrong. Cosby has blamed the director being too young and too inexperienced. But the thing is, this is Cosby's movie. He was the executive producer. He wrote it. I mean,
you look at I Spy, and he was brilliant in that show.
Extraordinary in I Spy, yeah. Yeah, he and Robert Culp. Yeah. And Cosby went on all these talk shows. He slammed this movie, and you get the feeling like, you know, he makes it sound like it's a movie that went bad after he made it. But I swear, if you watch his performance in the movie, it looks like he is very miserable to be in his own film.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you?
And the film is so short. I wonder if there's you know, comedy gold that got cut from this movie. And this movie is barely
minutes. The Netflix sleeve says 95 minutes, but I'm guessing that's like 7 minutes of credits.
Mm-hmm.
And if the credits are...
To apologize ending, for the movie? Yeah. Or?
If the ending credits are anything like the beginning credits, there'll be more crayon creatures and... Yippee. All right. Oh.
Yeah, without the two montage sequences, the opening and the music sequence we're going to see coming up, this film would barely clock in at 70 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow, so he's a faithful spy instead of the James Bond type.
That's right.
That's a lot of luggage.
Now, this is one of the few interesting ideas in the movie. He is a spy who has... he is an African-American spy with a white butler instead of the other way around. That's like maybe the one interesting thing the movie has to offer.
Is that Louis Vuitton?
The luggage?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it?
It kind of looks like it.
Dude.
Was Louis Vuitton around back then?
I'm sure he was. You guys recognize
her? I don't even know what to say right now.
It's what? Victoria Powell from Dumb and Dumber, remember?
Uh-uh.
Remember when Jeff Daniels is filling up the car with gas?
Oh!
And she's like, nice skis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. She's also from The Young and the Restless, but you guys wouldn't know that. Now, this is one of the creepier jokes in this whole movie. She's introducing her boyfriend to Leonard.
Sidney Poitier? Is that who that is?
It's not Sidney Poitier, though that would work since Sidney Poitier
Oh, no, my bad.
Directed a lot of Cosby films.
Who is that?
I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, gosh.
But the joke is that, you know, he's like in his 60s and he's dating his young girl. And we're supposed to find that funny.
It's like the Twilight.
Pedophiles are funny.
It's like Twilight. You know, it's a 103-year-old vamp, you know, going after the 17-year-old.
That's right.
It's creepy. Not for sex. Okay, we're talking about Leonard Part 6, but, you know, there's not really a whole heck of a lot to say, is there? Oh, man. You rounded up some old reviews of this, right?
I did.
Were they all universally awful?
Yes. Words like misguided, embarrassment, turkey, pretty consistent throughout. And this movie won the grand three for the Razzie Awards, the Golden Raspberry. It won worst picture, worst screenplay, and worst actor.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Is that George Wallace? I'm trying to figure out who this guy is.
I don't know who it is. I have no idea.
Because I've seen him in movies before.
He's probably happy that we don't know who he is.
That's true. Probably for the better. 66-year-old son-in-law. Yes, that's... Oh, yeah. I had breakfast with my dad this morning. We watched this when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, we're going to do this commentary on Leonard Part 6. He was like, oh, really? And I was telling him about it. I'm like, yeah, we watched it. And he's like, really?
Now watch the Coke.
And I think he... There's the hoagie from The Cosby Show.
That's right.
I think my dad had blocked out actually having seen this movie.
It's probably healthy to block this movie out.
Yeah. You watched it. We're about to see one of the most aggressive
product placements. He literally shoves the Coke in the camera's face in just a second.
How big is that sandwich he's going to eat?
I know.
Have you ever watched the Cosby Show and he'd have those the hoagies he was always getting in trouble for eating?
That's right.
That's what I think it is. Wow.
Now see, what's he drinking? That is a Coke.
I think that's new Coke, too.
That's right.
And to be an actress, yeah.
You have to start by being in good movies.
This is not the way to start, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Is your Xbox black? Is that like an Elite?
It's just a faceplate.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Wow.
Let's talk about anything but the movie.
I'm talking about the home theater PC down there, the Christmas tree. Oh, goodness.
You think Jason Bourne could have gotten away with a pink silk shirt like this?
No, I don't think he has.
And by the way, that's Coke, ladies and gentlemen. That is a Coke in his hand.
Yeah, it's not diet.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, at the Hall of the
at the Hall of Justice.
Now, this is where you really see Richard Edlund's effects in motion. This is one of the more elaborate special effects sequences in the movie.
So, folks, I promise we're going to do a good movie eventually, but I just wanted to set the bar nice and low. So,
now speaking of bad sidekicks, remember we were talking about The Spirit, how Sam Jackson has those ridiculous sidekicks. Yeah. Look at these guys; they all look like they just came out of a CNC Music Factory music video.
Or that's sad that I still
or know left the boys' wing of Juilliard.
I
sorry,
know who CNC is. I used to listen to him.
Oh, I love CNC Music Factory.
Gonna they did the song on Buffy, right?
They did. They did that song "Keep It Coming" from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer soundtrack.
She looks like a trip, like a skanked out Diana Ross.
I know. Looks like she's about to be like, "Set me free, why don't you, babe?"
But scarier, and that's hard to pull off. I'm telling you, because Diana Ross in the 70s and 80s was scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's another remaking Frogs.
Keeping in mind, there is actually a movie called Frogs. That's, yeah, horror film.
Oh my goodness! And the, don't forget the spooky whistles. And
that's right, which are synonymous with frogs.
So these effects you're talking about, he did like the steam coming out of the pipes and the
fire. No, you'll see very quickly what I'm talking about.
Isn't this kind of gross? If I remember correctly,
No. Are you thinking of like Magnolia or
no? Oh, that could be. That could be. I'm thinking about the frogs in Magnolia. You know, thinking like of Magnolia. Something that did better with frogs than what this is probably going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy with the ascot. Wow.
Why are they slow motion jumping?
Because Zack Snyder actually ghost directed this.
Because if it wasn't, if it wasn't slow motion, the movie would be like 15 minutes. Again, if it's not funny the first time, try and try again.
Grip it. Really? That's what he's right? That's right.
There you go. There's the effects right there.
I just forgot they jumped the car. Wow.
Well, I'm glad somebody's laughing at this movie.
It's fun to laugh at just how, you know, some movies like you watch with friends because they're just awful. This is something you don't. Friends don't let friends watch Leonard Part 6, really.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, anytime. Well, you know, we thought
now
we'd
traumatize you, really you
for the first. We'd traumatize you for the first one. We could have done Monster Squad, even though it does have a commentary.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Then I'd have to make that awful, awful, awful joke about the creature from the Black Lagoon.
So, you know, what would be a fun one to do commentary for is Freddy 2.
There's no commentary for that?
I don't think so.
Oh shoot! Yeah, we got to jump on that.
That's an awful movie.
Is this the Louis Vandross song?
No.
Because we'll you brought over the LP.
I did, yeah. Peebo Bryson actually wrote
Peebo
a few.
Peebo Bryson, my bad.
That's okay. He wrote a few songs for this movie. And they're actually.
A few.
A few. They're actually quite good, but because the movie was not a hit, the songs were never really heard from again.
What's funny, though, is that on the vinyl, it says, "From Leonard Part 6." I'm like, why would you claim this?
Right, it says, ever? "Love Theme from Leonard Part 6," which is funny, because this is not really what I call a love story.
Unless it's a woman's unnatural love affair with animals.
Is that more Jell-O? No, that's Kool-Aid. Oh my god, how awesome would that be if you
Jell-O.
If you just ate Jell-O this whole movie?
That would have to be Puddin' Pops.
That'd be a real step up, actually.
To the streets?
To
sorry.
The streets.
It was there.
So the film that came out the same year as this, and most people consider it to be a worse film, is Jaws the Revenge. Do you guys concur?
I've never seen it.
You ever seen Jaws the Revenge?
No.
That's the one where, you know, Sheriff Brody's wife, the widow, she takes a trip in the Bahamas, so the shark follows her. I mean, he doesn't, not on the same plane, but, you know, he travels the oceans and.
You know, this is a dark age of history because the next year Ishtar comes out after this.
It's the same year as Ishtar.
Oh, is it the same year?
Oh, yeah, 87.
That's just sad. That's a bad year. That's right. Howard the Duck came out in 86.
86, you're right.
That's right.
I was born in 86.
Oh.
And now we
the year
alive.
Of Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
It's better than being born in the year of Leonard Part 6 and Ishtar.
That's true.
That's true. You just missed it, man.
You dodged the bullet.
The film that came out the same year as this film, though, I swear, is not only a worse movie, but the worst film I've ever seen in my life, is the Garbage Pail Kids movie. That came out the same year as this.
I remember hearing about that. I never saw it.
It is the worst film I've ever seen in my life. It's the only time I've ever seen a movie where after 5 minutes I knew I hated it.
And you were how old at that point?
I was 10.
That's right, yeah.
10 years old.
Have you tried to revisit it?
Oh, yeah. It's painful. Painful. There's a just when it couldn't get any worse, there's like a musical rap sequences where the kids
look
rap.
Look at the mustache. Never mind. Okay. Okay, making sure we are actually
recording. Yeah, he looks like he's just like frustrated to be here.
He looks very unhappy. Very unhappy to be here.
And see, you'd think this joke... With the butler keep throwing clothes. Oh, is that his wife that he's talking to?
Yeah. Leonard is making a late night booty call.
It looks like the girl from the Warriors. All right, you Warriors. The radio host, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Another better movie than this.
Have you seen the Warriors, Dave?
No.
It's great.
It's so awesome.
It is.
Oh my God, you have to borrow that from me.
Okay. and my dog is asleep in Josh's lap.
Yeah. Aw.
Again, talking about anything but the movie.
I think your dog is asleep because of the movie.
Well, you know, I couldn't blame her at all.
Man, you really? You've never seen The Warriors?
No.
Warriors! Yeah,
it's so awesome. I saw that with...
Yes.
An old friend.
Yes, you did. In L.A., right?
Yeah, in New York.
Okay, here we go, here we go.
Oh, is this the ballet thing?
This is one of... this is Peebo Bryson's first single off this movie. And this is a montage. Because, you know, every 80s
every movie
has a montage.
Yeah. Even Rocky had a montage.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a crazy year for movie montages because you also had Mannequin, and that movie was like all montage. But coming up in this montage sequence, this training sequence, you're about to see one of the strangest movie cameos ever. It's a cameo appearance by Jane Fonda as herself. We'll get there in just
a
second.
It's, see, put in a better movie, that scene would be funny. It would. I could see it being funny if it was in a better movie. Because no one gets old of the no one gets tired of the treadmill gag.
Right, right.
After I fix your suit, you can come buy a Mogwai from me.
If only. Okay.
Now there's a book called The Golden Raspberry Awards. They list this movie as one of the best bad movies ever made. I don't get that at all.
No,
I really don't. You know. I mean, we're suffering right now. We're not even an hour into this movie. We're suffering. I mean, this is not a good bad movie.
No, it's not.
Speaking of bad movies, did you want to watch Club Dread later tonight?
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Have you seen it, Dave?
Yes.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah, it's fun.
See, I don't know where all the hate comes from.
Wow, look at the 80s hair.
That's Leonard is big pimping. Look at this.
The chick on the right has got like the Texas big hair, and everyone else has like the California frizzy hair. From the 80s.
Weird framing device with the ties. Doesn't really bring anything.
Put the cucumber back.
And here we go. Here's the Jane Fonda cameo.
What is he wearing? He looks like he's a... Well, I won't go there.
What... Oh, so we're just dumbfounded by how...
Another inappropriate sex joke for a kid's movie. It's weird. Jane Fonda is an Academy Award-winning actress, and she agreed to do that cameo for this movie.
Saying, what's the matter? Can't you get it up?
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, sorry. More plot exposition. Now here's Joe Don Baker.
So he's essentially John Hamm from Day the Earth Stood Still. That's
right.
His bit. Okay.
Exactly. Right. Mr. Okay. Exposition. Back to Fonda.
Wow.
Yeah, that spandex is scary, but I can vouch, having survived the 80s, that people did wear those outfits.
Oh, yeah, the Perrier shower. Okay, yep. That's supposed to be funny? don't want to see that much of the
Thank
cause.
You.
I wonder if that shower's got a bidet in it, too.
I do not want to see the little cause.
Here's Cosby doing what he does best, make lots of faces.
That was probably the coolest thing I've seen in the whole movie.
Remember when Cosby?
I've never seen someone do that with their lips before.
Remember when Bill Cosby was funny?
Yeah. Whenever he was on television, not doing movies.
Well, except for Bill Cosby himself.
That's true.
That is a work of genius. Have you seen that, Josh?
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you on there.
Sorry.
It's okay. Well, it looks like we've only got about an hour left here.
What? Oh, God. What? Wait, so what's the thing with the ties?
He keeps trying on different ties, and he doesn't like any of the ties he tries on, so that's the framing device of this montage.
And that's supposed to be funny?
I assume so.
They're like, nothing else is working, so let's see if a bunch of weird ties work.
But of course, nobody told him not to wear that awful hat.
Is that a Trilby? Or is that a fedora? That's kind of sad when we're talking about the fashion statements. You got
is that Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton. What in the? Oh boy! Like all the spy stuff that's happened so far.
What? What?
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
This movie has no pulse. That's one of the problems. Like, there's a lot of action at the end, but it stops and it starts, and you wonder what kind of movie is this supposed to be for kids.
So when does it start?
I assumed 30 minutes ago. But
oh, boy.
This movie would be awesome if it was narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Or Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, that would be much better.
Or, heck, Peter Falk. Yeah.
I'm sick of these frogs on my mother...
Doing the Cosby strut there.
What is he doing, checking out his ass?
There is a faintly homoerotic tone in this film.
That is not Leonard's Mr. That's not Leonard Smithers.
Is that the twist, that Bill Cosby is gay? Is that like the twist of the events of the movie?
This film was very ahead of its time.
That would have made the movie awesome. Leonard Part 6 turns into The Crying Game.
That would be interesting. Anything would be more interesting than what we're seeing.
You know, I'm trying to understand why I liked this movie as a kid. I think it's because I loved Bill Cosby. I grew up listening to his LPs, so, you know, hey, it's Cosby. That means it must be funny. I'm young. I must be missing this, so I'm going to laugh anyway.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, that's the same thing for me, Dave. That's why I saw this when I was a kid, because, you know, it's he was the king of TV at the time.
That's how I felt about Joe's Apartment, because I used to like MTV when it actually used to be good. And I was like, MTV's first movie, Cockroaches. Yeah.
Isn't that Jerry O'Connell who's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Never saw it.
The cockroaches, like, sing and dance through the whole movie. They got different musical numbers.
Okay.
They got one called Funky Towel, and they've got one that's awful.
You know, it's kind of like you watch these movies, and it's the same thing with Saturday the 14th. I know you just house-sitting for my folks, Josh, and you saw the VHS.
Yeah, I was like, that's what he's talking about.
Like, there's Dave's worn VHS copy.
I actually got it from my dad.
Oh, really?
At one point. It was at a King Supers that was closing down, and they had it for, like, $3. I'm like, I gotta get this for Dad. He'll love it. And then I watched it, and I made my wife watch it. She was just my girlfriend at the time. Yeah, but she still married me, so, you know.
Well, bless her, man.
She's a trooper.
That is proof that it was always meant to be.
Oh, like, I can't tell you how many times she's like, this is funny? Which is kind of the same thing with this. That's why we're doing this while she's not home.
I remember I made my girlfriend watch, my ex-girlfriend watch Seed of Chucky.
Oh.
Wow.
That was pretty awful.
And you're single man today.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been for 3 years. Ever since.
Fair enough. You're actually talking into the mic.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. A little quick technical.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just grab it by the behind and just hold on tight.
Do I finger it like this?
we're not
using to Leonard Part 6.
We're not using mic stands because we want to actually be comfortable as much as we could while sitting through this.
In this scene, Leonard Parker is supposed to try to hook up with his wife, his ex-wife, rather, and a joke that gets even unfunnier as they keep doing it. Continually spills food on him.
Will you explain to me what exactly is going on, though? So there's, like, animals that are trying to take over the world.
There's this lady who has a secret hideout in a tuna factory that's surrounded by African-American male models who all have the same haircut and clothing on. Now, they're trying to take over the world, and by doing so, they say the secret word, which is quellish, and it makes the animals attack. That's
and
the plot of Leonard Part 6.
Five movies before this one?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that stupid, I think.
Oh. Gracefully, thank God there are not.
I'm not sure what they even tried to accomplish with that. I mean, did they think it was going to be like Star Wars Episode 4, where people were going to be like, you know, seeking out the prior adventures?
I'm sure that's what they were hoping would happen, but all I've got right now is a wrecked suit. Is that pudding that was spilled on the suit?
It is kind of a cynical idea to assume that, well, hey, this is Part 6, so, you know, we're already just in the middle of this sequel
it's a bit
craze.
Cocky, the movie's especially like, for what?
Yeah, it's like instant franchise.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, I have some of my shitty shrimp.
And let me. Okay.
Now, I'm assuming we're supposed to find this funny because it's Bill Cosby. It's jokes about food. But again, he just looks so annoyed to be in this movie.
He's actually in this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Cancel the grits.
Cancel the grits. That was the punchline for that whole scene.
I don't know if this was all supposed to be the foreplay or I don't know. I guess we could have done
and
worse.
And he's a spy?
Yeah, he's a super spy. He's like America's top spy.
Even though his character in I Spy could kick his ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going back to the joke about the tie. See, it feels like, it almost feels like one of those long-winded, like, Cosby story jokes that he used to tell on one of his albums.
Yeah.
Only they were funny.
But the go-karts with, you know, the Green Hornet
right.
theme. And
yeah, Benjamin Franklin flying a kite in an electric storm, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if this just read as hilarious on paper.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of wonder. Now, this next scene, though, I got to say, like, the bit with the gunfight in the restaurant and the food on his clothes, I get how that might read as funny on paper. This whole sequence we're about to see is so bizarre.
Is this the voodoo lady?
Yeah.
With the butter?
No, oh, no, we're not there. We're not the butter yet.
Okay.
Stop ruining it for me, you guys.
I'm sorry. They Americanized her. She was the scarred prostitute in Unforgiven. And she was also I know these great movies. She was also the drug user in The Crow, the one who Eric Draven saves, essentially.
No, what's funny is that it's like these bit characters in really good movies. And it's like, you'd think, you know, you'd hope it'd get better. But not so much.
Never gonna give, never gonna give.
We're not gonna Rickroll the audience. They're already being good enough to sit through this for us.
No one's gonna. Who's gonna listen to this?
Okay, fair enough.
My brother will.
This is already our run.
Yeah. We should say some like secret password.
Now she's slapping him, so it's funny.
I was gonna say we should say
some like jokes
secret password for like people that. Did listen to it, so we know that they actually did listen to it.
Okay. Well, at the end credits, we'll have to like say something, like a secret word.
You think we're actually going to make it to the end credits?
I'm going to try my hardest.
Okay.
I've got my list of Linda Part 6 facts and stuff here, so I'm prepared to go the whole.
Okay.
The whole
yeah. We're okay. We are officially at an hour until it's over.
Okay.
This is seven. We're actually counting down. We'll give us some facts here.
60
Barry.
Minutes to go, guys.
So when was the point when you?
This is as bad as like. This is worse than like the hottest women in cinema. No, it's not. Okay.
That's true because at least like we were thinking about the hottest women in cinema.
As opposed to
nothing's
a really grumpy
the,
TV show star.
Nothing's, I know that.
Oh, the ballerina shoes.
Up, serious plot point.
God. nothing's as bad as, you guys weren't on that podcast.
The best nude scenes ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to have missed that one.
Have you ever listened to it?
Will Ferrell and Borat. And, oh, I remember
yeah,
listening
I listened to
it.
To that one.
Oh,
you can hear the jets awful. Flying over in the background.
Yeah, there's like a lawnmower in the back. Like,
yeah.
Is that Leatherface?
If they can give awards for like bad podcasts, that one would be an award winner.
Hey.
I still. Oh, I need to shoot you the girl topic thing because you haven't listened to it.
No,
have
I haven't heard
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll
yet.
Shoot it to you. And then the bongos. I don't know.
Yeah, a random bongo player.
Well, you know, I have those outside of my house.
I'm serious. This really feels like it's trying to be something out of the Airplane and Naked Gun time frame.
And yet it feels also kind of like a big budget Ed Wood movie in a sense.
In more than one.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. You know, this is supposed to be like a parody of like the Rambo getting ready for the fight montage scenes.
How many montage does this film have?
This movie has nothing but montage scenes, actually.
Okay, so you want to give us some facts, sir?
Sure. The
or,
film,
do you, or do you want to talk about this scene where he's getting armed with...
Well, I guess we should watch because there's some visual gags here.
That's right, the mini bazooka.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that was cool. And then the flat hand grenades.
Yeah, yeah. Like, seriously, as a kid, I thought, I want the Leonard Parker action figure.
What?
Yeah, and hair clippers.
That?
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
Hair clippers, because that's just funny.
I was living on Maui at the
oh,
time.
Oh, that's right. The armpit rockets.
That's right, yeah. And this film never came to Maui when I was living there, so I had to see it on video. But yeah,
I'm surprised like, it's got a theatrical release at all.
It did. It got a huge... Huge theatrical release, despite Cosby's efforts to destroy his own movie.
So she is giving me a headache.
Hang
in
there,
like a
man.
3 out of 10.
That much, huh?
Yeah.
Is this going on your worst of 2008 list since you saw it in 2008?
Goodbye, Max Payne. Hello, Leonard Bart 6.
Why is he quoting?
Okay, wait, that was funny.
Who is he quoting there? Is that Churchill?
And now he's quoting Shakespeare. This is a classically trained Shakespearean actor, Tom Courtney. I mean, he's like up there with Anthony Hopkins. He's one of the best. I'm assuming he took this movie because he just wanted to work alongside comedy legend Bill Cosby.
This is even worse than Howard the Duck. Like, at least Howard the Duck had, like, duck boobs.
It did have duck boobs.
But come on, it's a sedan with a howitzer on top. How is that not cool? As a kid, that's what I wanted. I thought, that's awesome.
It looks like an astronaut.
Well, he's wearing, like, a pseudo bike helmet, but...
Yeah.
It looks kind of like a silver turd, really, which is actually quite
apropos, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, again, stuff that's really cool when you're 10 years old, but not so much now. And his helmet, for some reason, says ipso facto.
And now we got the hot shots thing. Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's aiming the gun. He's making sure his gun operates properly.
That's what she said.
Oh, there you go. You're welcome, sir.
Very nice, Josh.
That's a softball lay. I'm just lobbing right at you. The emergency blinkers were on. I noticed that.
Flux capacitor is road.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Because we're not going anywhere.
Because I'm stuck at Dave's house with this awful movie. So what is the part that I get to shoot myself?
It's coming up, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The ballerina shave scene, I'd say, is kind of the movie's low point.
The butter with the lobsters was pretty bad.
Yeah, that sucks, too.
Is it like the hostel or the cabin fever shaving scene?
No, not quite that cool.
Oh.
All right, give us some facts here. Now that he's off and driving around and going to blow up the door to the...
Well, it was the darndest thing because on TV, you'd see ads for this movie all the time. You'd see Coke commercials tying into this movie. You'd see the movie trailer, like, not only, you know, in between episodes of The Cosby Show in a Different World, but on every network.
That was like an animated inserted bullet there.
Yeah.
Richard Edlund not working at the top of his craft. More laughter from Gloria Foster, who
sounds like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, well, that's probably the idea.
So it's Diana Ross crossed with the Wicked Witch of the West.
It's funny that she's watching this movie on a monitor and she's laughing. It's like she's the only one.
Yeah, well, someone has to. Yeah, well, here's the thing. She was being paid to do so.
That's true.
Okay, sorry. More facts, sir.
More facts. So despite, you know, the fact that this movie was incredibly hyped and you could find, you know, ads for it everywhere, if you went to like a supermarket, you could find like a life-size standee of Leonard Part 6 saying, drink a Coca-Cola and see my movie. The film flopped because Cosby went out of his way to go on Letterman, Johnny Carson, anybody who would listen, basically saying, please, kids of America, do not see this movie. And he was never very specific about it. He never said, you know, it got out of my hands or it wasn't the way I wanted. He just said that this movie was garbage and you should not see this movie. And so the film opened up with a roaring...
and the armpit rockets get launched.
Armpit rockets. And oh, I punchlined this joke.
The door's still there, really?
Is it?
Oh, look, it has barely been scorched.
Yeah, it's
okay. Move on, stuff. Sir.
Anyway, so all I have to say, all the hype plus Cosby trying to counter the hype, the movie opened with $2 million. That was its $2 million opening, which even in 1987 was a really bad, bad, embarrassing opening. Ishtar made so much more money. And it's
still
final,
better than Delgo, though, didn't it?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
It was there.
That's right. And I think its final gross was somewhere like $4.2 million or something
like
that.
Ouch.
Yeah, so huge, huge financial disaster for Columbia Pictures.
Wow.
Which is astonishing because it's, again, the biggest TV show star in America, one of the biggest stars in the world.
And while The Cosby Show was even, you know, formulaic, you could make an argument for being formulaic drivel, it still was innovative at times. It was still fun.
It's still one of the best sitcoms, I think, ever.
Most definitely,
period.
Yes.
The writing was always really sharp.
The Anteater.
And now we get into the creepy Dr. Doolittle angle.
Yeah. So the ballerina stuff's coming up soon, right?
Yes.
Josh just put his mic down.
Who's that? Would you like to watch the sea's hot linen?
Yes, put on the Ten Commandments, please.
Oh. Yeah, I apologize, Josh. We'll do a better movie next time around.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. The male models were vegetarians.
That's right. And they're like Cirque du Soleil bad guys.
That's right, and they wear masks. Weird animal masks. Yeah. Oh, the tap dancing. I feel like I've been torn. Never mind. Oh.
Gloria Foster shockingly did not.
Wolverine!
That's right. Or Freddy, depending on how you look at it.
Early three claws. Yeah.
Joshua awake. Yeah. Gloria Foster did not win.
This is already the nightmare and you're awake. I'm sorry.
Gloria Foster was nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst Supporting Actress, but she lost that year for some reason.
Was it Lindsay Lohan and I Know Who Killed Me, was it?
That is so Cirque du Soleil. It's Cirque du Soleil with cats.
You know what?
Cats.
I was raped by Mr. Mistopheles.
What?
Have you seen Team America?
Yes.
I hate Cirque du Soleil so much. I've seen one of their shows. I just find it the most craziest crap. And like, I think it's so disturbing and scary.
This is kind of like one of those action scenes from the Island of Dr. Moreau.
It kind of reminds me of Nightbreed a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Nightbreed?
Yeah.
I could see, yeah, because it is kind of in an enclosed space. And yeah, okay. I don't have my ballerina slippers. Oh, no. So, yes, that's right. In a Bill Cosby spy movie, a great plot point is him putting on the ballerina slippers.
Magical ballerina Magical. Slippers, hence the glow.
Yeah. Sparkles. Oh.
Now, from the music, I'm assuming they think this is hilarious. I actually think,
like, I'm glad we're not doing a drinking game because I'd probably throw up.
You'd probably die of alcohol poisoning.
For every joke that doesn't fly, take a drink. Oof. Yeah.
Every joke that doesn't fly. That's like
nonstop 10 minutes into the movie, I was going to say. What did he? Oh, grape me.
Grape.
I thought
grape.
Was like,
what?
I was like, that's what I feel like this movie's doing to me.
You guys are missing the little subtle nuances. See, every few minutes she says a different fruit. She says mango me, apple me, orange me, grape me, grape me.
Oh, okay, so Leonard is responsible for Mikhail.
And apparently for, you know, the Berlin Wall going down and for Perestroika. So thank you, Leonard Parker.
Because they promised to never make another movie. That's what it was.
So it was the Holocaust before or after this movie?
Oh, that is awful, sir. I'm proud of you, but that's awful. Oh, I'm so... What's the lady's name again?
The character or the actress?
The actress.
It's Gloria Foster.
I'm glad Gloria's legacy is not Leonard Part.
No, it is the Matrix. Yeah, she'll always be the Oracle. I know.
What did all the studio execs say when they saw this?
They probably thought, you know, it's Bill Cosby. How could it possibly not go over big?
We just don't get it.
Not like the stars gonna sabotage the film before it comes out. Oh, wait,
Watchmen. What?
Oh.
Which, by the way, that movie is screwed.
We can't talk about that because this is going to be for all time.
Oh,
okay. Yes. So we'll be dated.
Yeah, exactly. No, not that Leonard Part 6 is.
That's what I look like when I get up in the morning.
Up. Get him, supermodel henchman.
It's the Village People Is Training Sonny Academy.
Is Sonny Chiba in this movie at all?
Boy, no. That'd have been good.
Oh, man.
No, that would have made it a decent movie. If Christopher Walken had been in this, if Christopher Walken had been the butler, this movie would have been great.
Walken's been in some stinkers. Geely, The Country Bears.
But he makes it at least interesting.
That's true.
You know what else would have made this movie good? A script?
That's just crazy talk. You know, I think I like the classic Richard Grieco film better if Looks Could Kill.
Oh, yeah. Looks Could Kill is great compared to this.
Oh, yeah.
Because then when you get Linda Hunt as the whip-yielding bad girl.
Yeah, and he also had the armpit weapon, but it was like knock people out.
That's right.
Yeah, the knockout spray. I think he did the voice of that bee. Cosby did the voice of that bee right there, I think.
You're probably right.
The bee's like, eat the honey, eat the pudding.
This is a strange gag.
I'm being totally honest when I say this. I think this is the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Wow.
This is awful.
It's not even over yet, too.
No, it's not. Oh, that's right. Oh, so it's essentially a...
Like, this is actually worse than Man with a Screaming Brain.
This is a giant gang...
Bee gangbang, right.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I wasn't...
No, you're right, you're right.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Those poor extras.
Where's Nicolas Cage? The bees, they're in my eyes! The bees! Killing me won't bring back your honey! It just comes to stock footage of the Wicker Man.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that there's a reason why we didn't prep this at all. Because it entailed watching it twice, and it's just not going to happen. Oh, wow.
Oh, Boomerang Gang.
So they couldn't afford the blood, and...
Let's face it, these hallways are not up to the corridors of Star Wars.
Or the Punisher, actually. The Dolph Lundgren version, I should say.
Right. That's a lot of eyeshadow.
Nicolas Cage took my bees.
Some state-of-the-art effects.
The bee gang. Never mind. Okay. Oh, it's not over?
And there's no chase sequence. He just gets away from it. He just drives away.
If you were the producer, would you want to sink more money into this movie?
That could be one of the reasons he's so upset. Oh, here we go. Here's a really dated joke. This is the music. This is the theme song from St. Elsewhere, one of the best hospital TV shows from the 80s.
Oh, boy.
I wonder how much they paid to get that music in this.
Probably more than the movie made at the box office.
Probably. They got the box office grosses. Well, hey, at least we could pay back those St. Elsewhere people.
And this is supposed to be funny.
This isn't like a trap for Saw 6 that you're making me go through.
That would be hilarious.
I want to play a game.
If they did another date movie and did another Saw ripoff, this is what they should do. You have to watch Leonard Part 6 and my fan-made Leonard Parts 1 through 5. No!
I honestly don't know what's worse, though, this or Ghost Dad, because I've seen them both, and honestly, for me, it's a toss-up. Because for me, Ghost Dad is like Leonard Part 7. It really is.
Which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
The turd or the turd? So drunk self-surgery.
Kill yourself, kill yourself, funny. kill it, do it.
Oh, the carotid artery. See, this is him sympathizing with the audience at this point.
Yowling in pain.
Okay, I'm sorry. This daughter is more annoying than Alicia Cuthbert in 24.
Hey, I like Alicia Cuthbert. Is it Cuthbert or Cuthbert?
I think it's Cuthbert.
It's Alicia Hotbird. Is what it is. I like her.
But have you seen 24 in the first season? Oh my gosh, you keep hoping she'll die.
Oh, look, she's at answer two.
Shades like, of Make It Happen?
Like father, like daughter.
Oh, yes. Yes, very good.
Actually, she's the dance instructor in Make It Happen. That's just not right to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what an insult to Make It Happen.
Yeah, but that's at least Make It Happen, like, it had a shopping mall.
What's funny is we're talking about Make It Happen, comparing it.
Make It Happen is, like, miles and miles above this. Miles. It's like Citizen Kane.
You know, I'd probably have to put, like, Twilight on this level of this movie.
Yeah.
Really, Twilight's this bad?
Oh, yeah. We get for except it was unintentionally funny.
Right.
This is unintentionally not funny.
The corresponding joke is supposed to be like True Lies, where she doesn't get that bullets. Her dad is a super spy.
And the jar of bullets that we just missed.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, yeah. She thinks he's like on the toilet, but you know, it just it It doesn't work.
International tuna. That sounds so wrong.
Especially when you look at the guy in the ascot right next to her. I mean, you know, he's just, yeah. He's the trainer for the Boys Academy for models.
The creepy looking dude. Good
evening, Hans. Oh, I forgot about this.
It's a, look, it's, that's actually better acting than what's in the movie.
Well, it's interesting because it's like bad theater within a bad movie. It's like a triple threat right here.
And Cosby's sleeping.
Like, it's better than the...
Wake
the,
up, you're in a movie.
It's better than the bad theater in Hot Fuzz. Because the bad theater in Hot Fuzz was bad, but creatively bad.
Yeah.
Can you believe they're paying me to do this?
Yeah, this is another bad joke. I can't believe it. Made in a PG movie. PG
this one coming up?
Film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she?
Yes. If you thought he looked miserable before, now he just looks positively mortified. Again, a scene that could have been quite sexy and funny, if in a better movie.
Right, but it's just...
But I'll try to make it sexier by singing Britney Spears. With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic. No, it does not help me.
Oh, another gosh. Scene lands with a thud. So prior to this movie, what's the worst movie you guys have seen?
You know, I forgot how bad this movie was. I think it's still Benji the Hunted.
Really? Aww. Which came out the same year as this, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Benji the Hunted.
What's that?
When the leopard mom gets shot and he's trying to drag her away by the ear to save her. And then he walks, he's like running through the forest, except even as, you know, like a 10-year-old kid. Mom, isn't that the same spot they've run past like 60 times now? And my mom's like, you know it is. Oh, that movie sucks.
I love Benji the Hunted. Man. Really? Benji the Hunted?
That's up there.
Wow.
I'm thinking of Benji with the dog, not the same
yeah,
thing. Right?
Yeah, yeah, Benji.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Benji the Hunted.
He has to protect like these little leopard cubs.
Yeah, because the mom gets shot.
The mom gets shot. But not only does the mom get shot, Benji's trying to pull her away by the ear to try to help her pull her to safety. It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It's
a dog. You're being so hard on Benji's trying. He's a dog. He can only do so much.
Benji's not the director of the movie.
That would be Mr. Joe Camp.
Or Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin just pissed me off, though. To no end.
Chill out.
And you, Josh?
I'm trying to think. this movie's making me brain dumb. Brain dumb. Can't even talk. See, God, you guys.
We should do Saturday the 14th next.
Oh, double feature.
I haven't seen that in years. I vaguely remember.
You know, my dad has the VHS copy, but I don't think I have any need to ever. You could do the Roger Corman Fantastic Four.
You have that?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Is it awesome? Bad. It's awful.
Trivia, the name of that play was Rage for Cousin Jamie.
Okay.
You should try to sell your smarts. You have so much movie knowledge inside of you, I'm sure you can make some money out of it.
Yeah, you see how I'm wasting it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to make a lot of it off of Leonard Part 6.
Which doesn't make any sense. Why do they leave the daughter but kidnap the mom?
And why do they put all that mascara on her?
Because the daughter's annoying.
That's a good point.
Looking at the DVD collection, think about what we can do now.
Look how cute that bunny is.
You might like this scene, actually.
Maybe the bunny scene in the spirit? Or the cat scene? The cat scene where they kill the cat?
No.
No?
What scene?
They take the really cute cat and they kill it?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
By the way, the spirit was awful. Being a bad movie.
Yeah, okay.
But better than this? So much better than
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
All the movies that suck. Uwe Boll, I don't think, could do a worse job than this.
Maybe.
Because Postal was a funnier movie than this.
That'd be an interesting battle. Just have like a suck off to see who could do the suckiest movie. Suck off.
Probably yeah, let's just, yeah, let's do it. Let's, yeah.
Wait, where's that happening at?
You're watching it right now.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, you might like this scene. This scene is like a tribute to Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Okay.
And it's all activated there. Well, I think the only thing that's missing here is to say the word
quit! Really?
Now, proof that Leonard Parker is America's worst super spy. I mean, even Bond never did this.
He killed the head of the CIA.
Look at that.
He killed the head of the CIA.
I know. Even Bond never like killed M or Miss Moneypenny. I mean, he always just like.
Why did he just do that? Wasn't that his team?
Yeah, I mean, he could have just taken it and left, but no, he had to like take out his leader.
Well, you know, to be fair, that meant that those people didn't have to be in the movie anymore, so they were quite thankful, probably.
Very true. Very expendable.
Kill me, please.
Safeway.
That's where he buys smart. The butter.
Shop
huh?
Safeway.
Shop S Mart. Oh, that's right. They did a different color.
Kind of a strange product placement. Coca-Cola and Safeway approved this film.
As well as, apparently, so did.
And was that Palm Olive?
Palm Olive, yeah. What's with the Condor Man bus behind him?
That's
like out of Condor Man.
I know. That's the crazy gypsy lady. She's entering back into the movie, unfortunately. I mean, if... Poor San Francisco. If anything could have been afforded a big cut out of this movie, it could have been that stupid gypsy lady character, but here she's got a whole other sequence.
We're just in stunned silence as to how bad this is.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to have to take a shower after this movie.
I love it that
watch
like,
something good like The Happening.
No,
I love it on your spare time, Josh. You're like you're watching like Hostel Part 2 and Saw 4, but this is the movie.
Hey.
I gotta take a shower after this one.
I wrote a paper on Hostel 1 and 2 last semester.
How did you do on that, by the way?
I don't haven't looked yet. Probably should.
Did you get it back?
Uh-uh. Huh.
This is.
Wait, what is she doing in his car now?
Exactly.
And we're supposed to find it funny that she doesn't speak English, but he always goes to her for advice.
You have an itch.
I'm sorry, my dog. I'm sorry I've subjected my dog to this, too.
It is kind of cruelty to animals.
The bus going on the jump.
Do you think you can get in trouble with PETA for making your dog watch Leonard Part 6?
You know, if you can't get in trouble for this, I don't know what you can get in trouble for. Seriously, that's like the van. You've seen Condor Man, right?
Yeah, I've seen Condor
Man. It's totally the van.
Absolutely.
Just waiting for... There's the butter.
O'Doyle rules. O'Doyle rules.
San Diego's high school football rules. Wait a minute, it broke off the top of the bus, but yet it flies in. Okay. Meat patties.
Meat patties. Your dog. Your dog's like, kill me now.
Aw, Harley's like playing dead. She's got a little paws up in the air.
I think she actually wants a belly rub, but just aww. Anything to help with the pain, I think, is pretty much what she's going for right now. If she falls asleep like that, she'll start snoring. And did he just have a hot dog in his hand?
I think so.
Or was he happy to... Never mind, leaving that alone. Arrivederci. Okay.
Proof that anybody can get a movie made in Hollywood.
No, unless you have talent, apparently.
Sure. This is actually making me feel hopeful when I move out there. try to become a successful filmmaker.
Because if this got made, isn't there a gag about the double cross in this?
I think so.
With the soap?
Yeah. Because he took out the real liquids and he put palm olive in there. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
The place so evil. We've got two vultures in the entryway.
Never gonna give, never gonna give. Where is she?
I want my wife back. Whatever you say. You know, the last movie that Cosby did was the Fat Albert movie. He's in that, apparently.
Hey, hey, hey!
Did you guys see that? I never saw it.
No.
See, he needs to go back to doing some stand-up, I think.
Well, he does it.
Does he?
He does stand-up all the time, yeah.
I'd love to catch stand-up by him still. I don't know why after seeing this.
Well, he's a brilliant stand-up comic. He's a great storyteller comic.
Absolutely.
Did you ever watch Picture Pages?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Loved Picture Pages.
Even though I didn't have that magic pen, I still like to watch the show.
Yeah, neither did I. I dream about getting the magic pen. It's like Romper Room. Lady says your name. Oh, she's talking to me. Even though, you know, there's like 50,000 of
exactly.
The same name. Yeah. Medusa Johnson. That is the best villain name ever.
Ever. That's like Thulsa Doom from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
That's right. Yeah, they put the soap in it. Yeah. Okay. See, that's funny because it was already soap in there.
It's like the magic feather. Yep. A belching ostrich. That's something you don't see all the time.
Oh, my balls! Your dog just wailed me in the balls. Oh, and I've been getting in constantly for the past 30 minutes from the movie. I'm not petting you anymore.
So it's like watching Idiocracy. You know?
Wow, listeners, that actually happened.
I'm so sorry.
Dave's dog just like totally kicked
Josh. I'm never hanging out with you guys again. Starting my own podcast.
You know what we should do next? The Burbs.
That's a good one.
That's actually a good movie. It's goofy and zany like this is trying to be, but it actually is good.
No, The Burbs is fantastic, and we can talk to no end about that movie. That film turns 20 next year.
Does it? Okay.
You keep trying to kick me. I'm going to kick you back. right in your ovaries.
Mind you, listeners, Josh is talking to a dog.
Wow. And the old man in the realtor keeps saying, kill him! Because that's funny, too. Oh, that's right, the crabs.
Yep, we still got the crabs.
Bill Cosby gets crabs. Apparently, what you didn't know is you can fight crabs with butter.
It's like on Aqua Teen, Carl's got crabs, and he used this magnifying gun to make his wiener bigger, but the crabs were also getting bigger, and they jumped out of his pants. It's really gross.
That's more entertaining than this is, you know.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Oh, less than a half hour left.
All right.
We're past the two-thirds point, Josh. You're going to make it.
This is definitely the climactic scene, if I remember correctly.
I don't even understand, like, if you actually wanted me to, like, recap the movie when it's over, I'd just say I got a headache.
You know, that'd be enough for most people.
That kind of sum it up for most people, too.
Yeah.
Here we go. Killer crabs.
That breaks through brick walls.
Crab people.
This is like another ripoff from Frogs, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Tastes like crab, but talk like people. Crab people.
Wow.
Have you not seen that South Park with crab people?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
We're talking about all these things that are so much better. Oh, yeah, and then the scoreboard, Home and Visitor. Yeah. Things that are so much funnier than this movie and better than this movie.
Stop kicking me, dog!
She's got the Diana Ross dress and everything.
I know. I mean, it's like, where are the rest of the Supremes?
They had enough sense to stay away from this?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they remade this, like, with Beyonce and, like...
I would pay to see that.
And who would be, let's see.
It's not often that you get to watch a career die before your very eyes.
Well, you know, Will Smith
and he has did done
do
his 7 best.
Pounds.
Oh, that's right.
Just to do Hancock.
Speaking of which.
Pretty graphic crotch shot there for the cause.
That's right. He uses the crab to free himself from the ropes. And those are so obviously real lobsters. I'm sorry, those aren't crabs, they're lobsters.
Lobsters. Uh-oh. Okay. Here we go.
The magic melted butter that makes his hands all slick and greasy. Threatening lobsters with butter. Now, see, this is true animal cruelty here.
Making the animals appear in this film?
Yes.
Because it doesn't work unless you say it.
Melted butter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like saying abracadabra. But... Sorry, I just watched the old Looney Tunes Transylvania 65,000 yesterday. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hit the bat with glasses on, would you?
Walla Walla Washington. Yeah.
Hocus pocus. That's awesome.
Yes, it's a classic. Yeah, I got like the Looney Tunes Golden Collections. Because that's funny.
It's almost like a 7-year-old directed this. Wouldn't it be funny if like some water fell
on
his head?
Cop and a Half was better than this.
Cop and a Half is much better than this.
Space Chimps is better than this.
Have you seen that?
No, my brother actually watched it, though.
Man.
Oh, boy.
A lot of animals in this movie.
Yeah. That's just wrong the way she's gripping that. I'm just saying. In the anticipation... If Tim Curry was the bad guy in this, in drag, as Dr. Frankenfurter, this movie would be better.
That would have helped a lot, actually.
You know, and the funny thing is, she almost looks like Tim Curry in drag as Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah, you're right.
And she just did something nasty to a banana.
Grip it! Oh, boy. Really? Oh, there's a white guy.
Oh, okay. So there's affirmative action in the International Tuna bad guy hideout.
AKA the Village People training camp. Ah, where did he just pull that meat from?
I don't want
to know. It looked like...
It did.
100% pure meat. Is that animated meat?
It's animated meat.
Another 100% USDA beef. You know, there's so many things you could say about, you know, men in white tights being scared of meat. I'm just going to leave it there, though.
Hey, as we said before, there is a underlying homoerotic subtext to this movie.
You think?
Well, so when does he ride the ostrich?
I think
it's coming right up.
Considering there's only, like, you know, about 20 minutes left in this thing, it's got to be coming sooner than later.
No, don't burger me.
He's not afraid of meat. Ah!
I'm not a wiener.
I'm not scared. This really was a kid's movie?
And you know how I know you're gay? Bill Cosby.
Look.
His
head blew up in sawdust.
That looked like the seasoning that you put on our burgers.
Yeah. He exploded in a poof of Texas Roadhouse steak seasoning. Because apparently the electronics don't like meat either.
Which, by the way, this podcast brought to you by Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
We are so getting sued.
Oh, and the sequin dress. For the villain who likes to dress up for destroying the world.
Mr. Ed's one of the horses. We've got to get out of here.
One Wilbur.
And Babe's one of the pigs. Bah, ram you.
Can you imagine visiting the set of this movie?
I'd like to not.
Cosby's like, yeah, this is the scene where I make the bad guy eat the wiener.
Is this a bestiality film?
Oh, wow.
What?
Death to all mankind. And he goes into the vat. It was the top half of a mannequin.
Yeah.
Falling into a giant vat of soap. An Alka-Sel... What?
The weird product placements continue.
You'd think that all these places that had their product placement would sue for it not to ever be released on DVD.
Seriously.
I mean, we're talking like the Star Wars Holiday Special levels of bad.
Yeah. Although, didn't that have REO Speedwagon?
What?
The Star Wars Holiday Special?
I don't know. I know it had B. Arthur in it.
Sure did. And R. Carney.
And the gay Wookiee uncle, I think, or something. And, no, it's a grandpa. Yeah.
What was the name of Gay Jabba the Hutt again?
Zero the Hutt.
The Truman Capote Hutt.
It's like George Lucas's homophobia coming out in the name. Zero the Hutt. And unlike Jabba, he speaks English, but he talks like Truman Capote.
Oh, look at all the red and blue put jello. I'm sorry, I'd say pudding. But, oh, there's the green jello.
They wasted a lot of pudding to make this movie.
What is $240.
What is going on?
She's melting because she got dumped
is
by Palmolive.
Is that slime or goo? Or?
I think it's Palmolive.
Back to Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think it is the Palmolive. But we still have the ostrich scene to go.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We sure do.
Damn it.
You guys have seen this way too much. Like, honestly, the fact
no,
that
I've
you
seen this like twice.
Yeah, but Barry, five times? Why?
In my life. But I'm 31, so I've spread out over.
Here comes the ostrich.
Now, this is my fifth time seeing it, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think this is like my third or fourth.
Yeah. Here we are. Here we are.
I remember my dad and I watched it the first time, and then for some reason I wanted to watch it a second time. Now, granted, very young, stupid kid, so.
Yeah, I mean, the year this movie came out, Police Academy 4 came out, and honestly, when I was 10, I thought that was like the funniest movie ever made. And it is comedy gold compared to Leonard Part 6.
Man, 87 sucks for movies.
And there's the flying ostrich.
Some more Richard Edlund effects right there.
They fly.
Remember the ostriches and Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, they were awesome. That's a great movie compared to this.
Yeah.
I just like Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. John Baker didn't die. They were just mauled by the rabbits. What? Oh, so the butler got the suit on with the armpit rockets.
Why would the butler have the suit? And Joe Don Baker forgives him for sicking killer rabbits on him.
If you look at what Frank Drebin does to, you know, the chief.
That's right. He just named my favorite movie comedy.
So is that like red and green tuna?
No. It's palm olive.
Oh. It's jello.
I'm not even paying attention. I didn't know what's going on.
I don't think it really even matters at this point.
This is the final scene, Josh.
Oh, yay.
apart from an isolated incident in Oregon.
Why did he just kiss that man on the cheek?
Because this movie's... It's a twist ending. Bill Cosby's gay.
It's the pervy old boyfriend, too. That's the funny part.
Oh, yeah. See, you're right, Dave, because you said you thought the narration was off camera.
Yeah, but that opened with it.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about the
person. I would rather go to a bris than watch this movie.
Would you go to it, or would you be a part of it?
I would rather have a bris performed on me than go to this movie. God, this movie's awful.
At least you're sharing Misery Loves Company. Oh, boy.
Tonight we dine in hell with Leonard.
You know, the upside is that, you know, Bill Cosby's legacy is not Leonard Part 6.
It has escaped this movie.
I mean, you have like the really unfortunate things like Raul Julia's last film being Street Fighter.
Right.
And things like that.
Yeah, and John Candy's last movie being Canadian Bacon. You're right.
Yes. I thought Wagons East was his last movie that he made. Canadian Bacon came out afterwards.
Yep, I think you're right.
But yeah, and this is just great and funny because she's pouring the soup all over him. In his head.
Wait, is this the love theme?
Yes. Very good, Josh. This is Without You by Regina Bell and Peeble Bryson. The love theme from Leonard Part 6. But the movie's not over. You think it's over, but it keeps going.
No. What? But those are the credits.
Okay, wait. Weren't we supposed to come up with like a secret word?
Moses for, like, Gunn, Giorgio. Okay, I was wrong. Yeah, and then there's the... Because that's funny.
So wait, guys, we're supposed to come up with a secret word for the people who actually listen to this whole thing.
Oh, it's Quillage.
It is Quillage?
It has to be Quillage.
Okay.
If you've actually sat through this, and if you haven't actually seen the movie, it's saying the word Quillage will probably make me rabid in the future, just because reminds me that I've seen this movie.
Do you think you should try it on your dog?
No, she's hurt, no.
She's already passed out.
Yeah. The dog can't put up with any more. Wow.
So you guys have any power tools upstairs?
You're going to take the drill bit and shove it up. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. Because it would hurt less than...
Bongo Drummer by Baba Tunde.
Whatever happened? Of course a bongo drummer would be called Baba Tunde.
Whatever happened to Baba Tunde?
He probably went to kill himself after making this movie. Like, he's in it for like 30 seconds, but whatever he got paid for at 30 seconds, whatever anyone got paid for this movie was overpaid.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys are paying me to sit here and watch it with you, right?
Oh, boy. I'll never ask you to watch it ever again.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm good after this. I don't think I ever have to see this film again.
You know, do we really need to talk through the credits? Because...
Oh, we could keep talking. Let's see. Are there any Leonard facts I need to throw out? Let's see.
It didn't even... It went to a still frame of what they just showed. What? Like, we ran out of footage, so we'll just show still frames.
Okay, then. Okay, well, we're turning the music down, because...
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Out of respect for Peeble Bryson.
Yes.
He doesn't want his movie, his music heard over this movie.
There you go. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was Leonard Part 6.
Okay, well,
doesn't really give you anticipation for
Part 7. Yeah, we're at an hour and 21 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's like 81 minutes.
And seriously, without the montages, I'd say 60 minutes tops.
Because even Rocky had a montage.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, any closing thoughts to this?
It's kind of like 300. Like, if you actually sped up all the shots, the movie would only be like 20 minutes long. I hope Watchmen's not like that. Oh, wait, we won't see that movie.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so, all right. Josh, you survived. Is this the worst movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, probably. That was awful. That was awful, awful.
This really is bad. There isn't anything after the credits, is there?
I don't recall.
Okay, well...
I don't think I've ever gotten this far before.
I'm going to put it on
mute. You
mean
Xavier doesn't come back at the end of the credits?
I'm just going to mute
it. Or Samuel Jackson with an eye patch.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no more snakes on the plane.
Oh, boy. Well, this has been our first DVD commentary. We'll pick better movies in the future. This is really a warning to our friends and fans out there. Don't watch this movie.
Yes.
This is an hour and 20 long minute warning of, please don't watch this.
80 minutes of please. If you have any love for your sanity, don't watch this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of speechless. Yeah. I really thought it would be just a barrel of laughs watching it, but it really was kind of like Like
happening would be fun to watch with a group just, you know, just ragging out the whole time. This is just kind of jaw dropping.
This is like watching like a circumcision and like trying to come up with funny things to say about it.
You know, I just watched the Nativity story. Speaking of circumcision, and like after like baby John the Baptist is born, there's these two little boys. Oh, look, it's a little baby! And then like the priest does the thing, and they just kind of get this, all the color drains from their faces, and they walk away. It's kind of what I feel like right now. Like I have watched.
I'd probably rather down like a can of motor oil than suffer through that again.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, this is in place of an episode this week too. So yeah, we'll be back next weekend. But
so our fans could either take this as like our gift to them or like a big up yours to them.
Yeah. Well.
So this is like our Terrence and Phillip episode,
right?
Pretty much.
Ooh, guys, Oster's animator Pete Kleinow. Whatever happened to Pete Kleinow?
Oh, and the bird costumes. Don't forget about that.
By Parson Mears. Hey, oh, credit where credit is due.
Boy.
See, thanks. Two people got thanks. David
Garfath.
Garfath and Glennis Murray. Here we go. People Bryson getting credit.
Oh, wow. And Sir Gant.
A song named Hurt. Boys, that's some of this movie.
Especially if you think of the Nine Inch Nails version done by Johnny Cash. You could make a montage of this movie to that cover of Hurt. And it would work out so well. Well, we're actually talking all the way through.
Wow, actually made it all the way through the credits.
Through the credits. Now let's see if there's anything like,
yeah,
hey, we're going to be witty.
A little treat at the end.
Because they did it in Ferris Bueller. Let's do it here. Oh, this is good.
Although Cosby does not have to come out and tell the audiences to go home.
No, because no one, everyone's left halfway through the movie at this point. But, you know.
Yeah. Well,
everyone's already left. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's nothing there.
Wow.
Okay.
We did it. And there's that awful menu.
Yeah. All right. Well, for those of you who suffered through this,
you poor, are big poor Screen Geeks fans, and we love you.
Or at least you were. All
it's
right.
Nice having you.
Yeah. Well, this has been your Leonard Part 6 commentary, a public service announcement to avoid it at all costs. Until our next commentary, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
Never going to give. Sorry, I do. This is Josh.